Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New and big is happening at Xfinity, and it's not about us. It's about you.
Who? Me?
And me?
Hey, what about us?
Yeah, what about us?
It's about all of you.
Awesome!
Because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. So, can I get TV with the kinds of channels I want?
Yep. Add flexible channel packs.
Can I get game-changing internet speeds?
Yeah, totally.
Sick.
So, I can get more of what I want and less of what I don't?
Absolutely. It's your choice. Go online and check it out for yourself. See your price instantly and watch the savings add up.
Wow, that's so simple. So easy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Because it's all about you. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Tennessee. Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Take your chance at hitting the jackpot with Mega Millions. With the jackpot now up to $295 million, you could be tonight's big winner. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Mega Millions today.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great gift ideas for any budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Find a burger you'll love with today's Perks deal. $30 of burgers and more from Off the Hoof in Arlington for only $15. Off the Hoof is family-owned and operated, and they serve a variety of different burgers and sandwiches every food enthusiast will love. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Find a burger you'll love with today's Perks deal. $30 of burgers and more from Off the Hoof in Arlington for only $15. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great gift ideas for any budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
That's right. The cash code for the 10 o'clock hour here on the Jeff Calkins Show is OVAL. Text OVAL, O-V-A-L. Text OVAL, O-V-A-L to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is at 11 a.m. when Bennett Doyle will give you the next cash code right before the Jason and John Show gets kicked off. One last time, text OVAL, O-V-A-L, O-V-A-L to 72881. You've got about 54 minutes to get that cash code in for your chance to win.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so proud of you, and let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, and I just want you to be proud.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
Hey Mama, by Kanye West. Little Mother's Advanced Mother's Day song. Little listening soundtrack to your column today.
How do you celebrate Mother's Day in the Harrington household?
We're trying to figure out what we're doing. We're probably going to drive down to... we don't...
Yes.
In my household in Memphis, we don't honestly care that much about Hallmark kind of holidays.
Okay.
We're probably going to drive down on Sunday to have lunch with my mother and grandmother there.
I see. The holiday that you like is Thanksgiving, which is you do not, that's your favorite, right?
Yep.
And the NBA draft, those two, the NBA draft,
yep.
And Thanksgiving, the NBA yep. draft and Thanksgiving. Okay. Before I get to the NBA, I haven't been following, and I don't know if you have either, this Bluff City Law TV show, right? They shot a pilot. It's supposedly going to be picked up. Do you know is it going to be shot in Memphis? Have you followed this at all?
I haven't read up on that. Typically, movie and TV studios won't shoot anywhere unless they can get tax incentives to do it.
Right.
And that has been an issue for Memphis, for Tennessee broadly, but Memphis more so in recent years, because that's the reason the series Memphis Beat, which was a TNT series set in Memphis a few years ago, was shot in Louisiana. And The Blind Side, the movie, set in Memphis, Sandra Bullock won the Oscar, was filmed in Georgia. Because Georgia and Louisiana have historically much more lucrative tax incentives for film production than Tennessee does.
I'm really wandering in the weeds. Do you have any opinion on whether or not those make sense or not, to give people lots of money to film things in our city?
I mean, I think all of that kind of stuff, is highly debatable, highly questionable. I think the devil's in the details. I think some level of incentivizing, yes, I think is probably worthwhile. I think it depends on how much.
You have been over this before, but what are the best things that have been shot in Memphis? Movies or TV shows? The recent one was shot in Memphis, right? The one that the Sun Studios one was shot in Memphis, right?
Yeah, that was shot in Memphis. There was an early, which was a CMT series that lasted one season. There was a network series about Elvis in the late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in that area that was shot in Memphis. There was a Cinemax show that lasted a year called Quarry that was shot in Memphis and North Mississippi. And the weirdest one of all was there was a series. Actually, it wasn't shot in Memphis. It was just set in Memphis. The weirdest one that was set in Memphis, there was this show called Hellcats.
Uh-huh.
It was about a college cheerleading troupe. And it was like shot in Vancouver, but they set it in Memphis. And that was really weird.
In terms of movies, The Firm obviously was shot here. The People versus Larry Flint shot here, right?
Yeah, Mystery Train's the best Memphis movie.
Mystery Train.
Everyone should go see Mystery Train.
Yeah, and that one was shot when? The 60s? When was it shot?
Late 80s. Released in 89.
That's right. It was a train station was involved. Was the train station featured?
There was a scene in the train station. Rufus Thomas appears in the scene inside the train station.
Right.
Most of it was shot in the South Main area.
All right. So Mystery Train is the one to go see. All right. Onward to the NBA playoffs. We now have two game sevens, and we may have three game sevens, depending. If you can only – let's say they all go to game seven, and you can only watch one. Which are you watching?
I mean, it's got to be Golden State Houston.
Right.
I'm very interested in the Toronto Philly game seven, but I mean Golden State Houston.
Houston is Golden State Houston. let's not fool around here. Well, let's start with the lesser one. For the Rodney Hood cult members, this has been a very good, this has been a very good series. Rodney Hood, 25 points last night. He was plus 21. He had a total of 16 points against Oklahoma City in this series. He has had 17, 15, 19, 7, 14, and 25. What do you think of Rodney Hood?
I don't want to sound like I'm like a Rodney Hood basher, but to me, like the last game is not a referendum on everything. It's the way Rodney Hood existed before last week. I care about the NBA. I watch the NBA. My opinions are based on the totality of it, not just last week. Rodney Hood is a talented scorer. There's a limit to that, but he's got some offensive skill. I think he's had a good series. What he's going to do in the future, I have no idea. I actually think, and I've said this to people, and while arguing about Rodney Hood, I actually think Rodney Hood is someone who could be a target for the Grizzlies free agency, oddly enough, for the right price, because he's only 26, 27, position of need. I think he'll go for less than the mid-level in free agency this summer. He's unrestricted. He's a rotation-level player at a position of need in the NBA and a relatively young one. And so Rodney Hood has his value. He's very inconsistent.
Right.
And so,
He's heard 16 points in the entire series against Oklahoma City. He did last night, 25 points plus 21 is not the sum total of Rodney Hood's career. That's absolutely true. It's funny, though, you brought up free agency, and I wasn't going to do this right now, but one of the things you talked about in a recent podcast was the possibility that DeLon Wright and Jonas Valanciunas could get more than Grizzlies fans might think they.
Oh, that's something that Hrdlicka brought up. I'm somewhat skeptical of that, especially on the Valanciunas side. It's funny. There's such different opinions. I was listening to another podcast today. It was from a few days ago. I was listening to driving in. They were talking about free agent centers.
Right.
And they were going through from the top of the list to the bottom, and they had Valanciunas below Dwayne Dedman.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of disagreement out there about what his market value would be. I mean, you had people, Memphis fans, talking about, sign him up for, a long-term deal for $20 million a year, and that's not happening.
Right.
And then you have people thinking he's like a mid-level exception player. And so, you know, I don't know where it's going to fall.
Is this one of these deals where obviously he could just opt in and take the money and there you go, right? Done. And that would be one way to do it. The other way, though, is it, I mean, I can understand if you're Jonas Valanciunas and you put up the numbers you put up and you had the deal that you just had, you could say, yeah, I'm not taking like a big salary cut. I'm productive. I was as productive as I've ever been at the end of this season. And maybe it's a deal. I mean, obviously he's not in the same position that Jermichael Green was, but in the sense that the market would have to prove something to either side here. The market will, in some ways, could be helpful in the case of Jonas Valanciunas.
No, I agree. I mean, I've had it when I had arguments on a different podcast a couple weeks ago. We both sort of arrived at the same number ourselves, which is like 12.
Right.
Do I think Jonas Valanciunas would sign a multiple year extension at 12 a year? I don't. Because I think he would look at it.
Right.
He would agree with people who think he's supposed to be making 20, right? And so I suspect there is I don't know what the Grizzlies think, but I suspect there's a disconnect, at least to some degree, between, as there usually is, between what Valanciunas and his agent think his market value is and what the Grizzlies think his market value is. And there's one way to test that, and that would be to opt out and actually go onto the market. I think he will end up opting in, and the question will be whether it's just for the 1 year or they negotiate an extension. That would be my guess.
Right. And then with respect to DeLon Wright, Herdlicka's point was that there are going to could be a lot of people shopping for point guards, including Orlando, including Phoenix, depending on what happens, obviously, elsewhere.
I don't think anyone is going to look at DeLon Wright as a starting point guard in free agency. And I don't think anyone's going to pay more than the mid-level for someone they don't consider a starter. And so I will be surprised if he gets above a mid-level exception. Now, a mid-level exception is up to $9 million, and that's pretty high already. But I don't think it's going to be above a mid-level.
What do you think the chances are that he's going to be the starting point guard next year for the Grizzlies?
Oh, I think it's decent, but I think if he's a starting point guard, it's transitional. I think the teams will see it as transitional, right? If you sign DeLon Wright to a 4-year deal, even if you're the Grizzlies and you're trading Mike Conley, I don't think you sign him to a 4-year deal thinking he's a 4-year starter. It's like Jermichael Green, who transitioned you from Zach Randolph to Jaren Jackson. If DeLon Wright has a period as a starting point guard of the Grizzlies, it will be as a bridge between Mike Conley and whatever's next.
Right, and whatever's next could either be on the roster or not. Like if Darius Garland is there, it could be DeLon Wright as the starter with Darius Garland. If Colby White is there, it could be DeLon Wright, or it could be a situation where he's the transitional starter and yet the
and
ultimate
you're
starter.
Looking.
You're saying you're still looking. You're, yeah.
Right.
We just don't know. Okay. Anything surprise you last night in particular? I guess since we overreact to everything, we don't have to trade Ben Simmons any longer. Because he had a good game. Because he had a good game, and he didn't stop Joel Embiid from having a good game. The interesting thing there was Joel Embiid was plus 40. And, I mean, a plus minus is limited. Ben Simmons was plus 4. Joel Embiid was 17-12. But he had obviously a huge impact on the game. Your thoughts on how all that unfolded?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of if you look at both of those games, I mean, those are both obviously very closely matched teams talent-wise in both of those series from last night. And so given that, it's not surprising to me that the teams on their home court facing elimination, you know, come with a big effort, right? And so it's not surprising to see either of those series get pushed to 7 games. And nothing about the Toronto-Denver, you know, really surprises me. On the other one, as someone who's been high on Toronto and thinks Toronto has, you know, if they catch all the right breaks, has a championship upside, it's pretty disappointing to see them take multiple big losses. They are clearly, and they may, you know, I think they'll be favored at home in Game 7. So they may go on to the Eastern Conference Finals, who knows from there. But they are clearly not a team that is maximizing its ability right now. It's one thing to, like, get to 7 games. It's another thing to take big losses like that and more than one. And so, I'm disappointed in Toronto less that they're in a game seven than how they got there.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, Kawhi was fine, right? Kawhi was not Superman Kawhi, but he was fine. But, you know, then you got Danny Green, who's 2 of 8. You know, I mean,
Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry, Danny Green combined for 28 points.
Right.
That's three of your five starters, and that's not enough.
That just kills you.
Kawhi and Siakam need more help.
Right. Kawhi and Siakam need more help. In terms of, well, let's say all three go to game seven. Will you just assume the home? Would you pick the home team in all three instances? Obviously, we've got tonight in order to get to game seven.
Yeah. I mean, I won't be surprised by any outcome in any of those three games
right. If
we get to those three games. But I think it's hard not to pick the home team unless I think it's close enough that home court advantage should be meaningful in those situations. And so my guess is that, you know, at least two of the three, the home team's probably going to win.
Right. Who do you have someone you would like to see emerge from Portland and Denver? Do you have a rooting interest?
Not really. I guess Lillard is somebody. I mean, I'm supposed to say Jokic is the most interesting player because I love big men.
Yes.
But really in a playoff series, given the matchups, like a Lillard Curry, because Lillard's sort of poor man's Curry in a lot of ways. So a Lillard-Curry matchup in a conference final would be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think Portland's more fun. I have to say, I've never been able to work up much. Obviously, they broke Mike's face. But I like Portland as a city. I actually have no antipathy towards Portland. I think Portland's kind of cool. And the fact that this particular story, given the injuries they've suffered, they have the death of their owner. They had, like, it's actually kind of a cool story this year. And so I guess I want Portland in that one. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day. And we will talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thanks,
Chris. That's Chris Harrington, the Daily Memphian. I should have asked him if he's downloaded the Daily Memphian app. We now do have an app. If you go to my Twitter feed, Jeff Calkins, it's at G-E-O-F-F Calkins, that is C-A-L-K-I-N-S, you can get everything you need. I've tweeted out the link, and you can download the app, and the endorsements are already starting to pour in. Easy to use, love it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's about time. Also, one of the reactions is, it's about time. Also about time, it's about time that you get yourself to Oak Hall this weekend. Time is a wasting. The sale ends tomorrow. Shorts. Today was a little nippy for shorts, but you buy one, you get one half off. That is today and tomorrow. You buy any pair of shorts, and the second one is half price. Everything's included. Johnny O, Peter Millar, Faraday, Billy Reno, Ruin Gunn, etc. Everything is included. It is really remarkable to me. So, I used to, like, you would say I'm not necessarily, I haven't always been the snappiest of dressers in the world. Wouldn't you say that to be true?
Understatement of the day.
And I used to wear your basic, like, Dockers khakis all the time, right? Your basic kind of baggy Dockers khakis all the time. Now, I have, these are my Brax slacks that
yes.
I have on right here. And it's that whole thing. Like, remember I told you about the salesperson who got a leather jacket when he was in eighth grade?
Fair.
He's now a salesperson at Oak Hall, and it's the first piece of clothing that, like...
Yep, he got the jacket, and he realized, like,
quality clothing makes a difference.
100%.
Like, now I wear these, like... They're not baggy. I don't look like a quasi homeless person. I kind of like putting them on. I feel kind of slimmer and more stylish. And it is,
the camera finds you now. There's no question.
It is kind of transformational.
There's no question.
What I'm telling you is quality clothes and quality service makes a vast A. You've got the quality clothes, but then you've got the people there who can tell you this is what you want.
Go find the video of Jeff coaching in the Friday Night Stripes. Go find the video on YouTube
and tell me he does not look like a new man. And Oak Hall can do that. They've been doing it for hundreds of years at this point, and there's a reason for that. Go see our friends at Oak Hall. Well, let me come back. I talked to Penny Hardaway the other day, and I talked to him about his grandmother, Louise. I urge you to read the piece at the Daily Memphian. In honor of Mother's Day, I did a piece on Penny Hardaway and his grandmother, Louise, but I thought I'd give you a snippet of it when we return. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mother's Day is on the way, and it's time to say thanks, Mom, for all you do with Denstall's Candies. Celebrate this wonderful time with all the moms in your life by treating them to Denstall's signature chocolate-covered strawberries, fresh ripe berries dipped in Denstall's special fondant and covered with rich milk chocolate. Or bring a smile to her face with chocolate-covered grapes and pineapple. This mouth-watering treat filled with a burst of flavor is sure to say Happy Mother's Day. Denstall's will gladly custom-pack her favorite assortment, from creams to nuts and caramels and nougats to turtles and truffles. Or you can choose from an array of special Mother's Day gifts. Sugar-free chocolates and candies are also available. So stop by Denstall's today, Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and Collierville, and say thanks, Mom, with Denstall's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Heard that it's Triumph Bank, invested in our community and making banking easy for you. Those are in fact the two distinguishing features. The reason you should think about doing your banking at Triumph Bank. because they are deeply embedded in this community. They were started here 2006 because they wanted to be a Memphis, and now they've grown into a regional bank. But they're involved in all kinds of just good works around Memphis, but they also understand the needs of Memphis. I said this before, they have a specific team that's targeted to help medical students who have their own challenges because the medical center's here. Well, it's the kind of thing you know if you are a Memphis bank. You know that, oh, UT Medical Center's here, medical students come in, they get lots of, and it's just one of the ways they're able to serve the community. Also able to serve the community because they literally roll up their sleeves and help community gardens and help schools and all that. But that would be all great and fine if they didn't also make banking easy for you. That's what we want from our bank, ultimately. We want ease of banking. And they do that as well because they're small enough to take care of you like what did we say, the bank you'd see in the movies, right? Like It's a Wonderful Life, like correct. That. It's simple. It's easy. They're real people there. Go in and talk to them. They'll give you their cell phone number. Try Triumph Bank. All right. Before I get to the penny audio, we do have some breaking news from The Ohio State University.
Indeed we do. According to WBNS of Columbus, former Ohio State assistant football coach Zach Smith was arrested Thursday after an altercation with staff at Scioto Ridge Elementary School. According to the Delaware County Sheriff's Office, Smith got into a confrontation at the school when he was not allowed to pick up his children at 3:10 p.m.
This is the dude who was protected by Urban Meyer, both at Florida and then at Ohio State, right?
Correct.
And
his mugshot includes him wearing a Ohio State Nike official team T-shirt.
No, not kidding. Today? This is yesterday? Recently. This is not an old mugshot. This is the current mugshot he's still wearing.
This is the mugshot.
Ride or die, baby. Ride or die with Ohio State. Ohio State can fire him, but he's still wearing the Ohio State stuff proudly. The Ohio State University.
This says the Delaware County Sheriff's Office. So the implication, at least, Jeff, is that the mugshot is the mugshot from yesterday.
Okay. You know what he needed? He needed a force in his life like Louise Hardaway.
Absolutely.
What he needed. I did a column on Penny and Louise Hardaway, his grandmother, who raised him when Faye, his mom, she was a mere teenager, and she headed for a new life in California for a bit. She came back when he was 14, but Louise Hardaway raised him, and I talked to Penny about it, and again, I urge you to read the column of the Daily Memphian, but I'll give you a snippet of what he said. Here's a little, in honor of Mother's Day, and all the people out there who fill the roles of mothers, whether you're fathers in single households or whether you're grandmothers or whatever it is, here is Penny Hardaway on his grandmother, Louise Hardaway.
How do you remember her?
Loving woman, but very stern.
She was stern?
She was very stern, very strict, a big heart.
How did it come out? Like, what would she not let you do?
I definitely couldn't go outside on certain days. It just depends. It just depended. I definitely had to do my homework first. I couldn't, like in the summertime, you had to get up at 6 a.m. no matter what.
Is that true?
Yeah. Wouldn't let you sleep in at all, not one day. Would never let you sleep in. Did all the chores around the house.
You did all the chores?
Yep. Took the garbage trash out, washed dishes, learned how to wash clothes, learned how to iron. Had to iron my own stuff if I wanted something to iron.
Yeah. She was tough.
Yes.
I saw you quoted once saying that the way that it turned out, obviously you don't want your mom to go off to California, but right. It was a blessing. Do you feel blessed to have been raised by your grandmother?
I think I said that because a young mother, you know, getting pregnant right out of high school, it's more unstable than an older woman who was already established. So I think that my mom, with her outgoing personality and wanting to travel, it would have been a lot rougher to just have some stability doing all that traveling with my mom, for sure.
Do you remember when she left?
I do.
What was that like?
It was different. It was weird, just a weird feeling the first couple years, and after that I just got used to it, but it was I knew that she wanted to leave, but I was 5 years old, so It was like not having your dad there, not having your mom there. So it was a weird feeling.
But you had your grandmother. The house that you lived in with your grandmother, what was it like?
A shotgun house. Living room, bedroom, kitchen, bathroom. And it was, I don't even know the square footage of it.
Were you in a rollaway bed in her room for a
while? I was on those little eggshell cots that you just roll out it opens up.
Yeah.
It's like some foam kind of, you know. I slept on that until I was 14, on the floor.
On the floor?
Yes.
Until you were 14. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? Then what did you get?
I moved in with my mom.
Oh, that was when she came back.
And then we moved into an apartment that was literally a half mile away, and I had a twin bed.
When your grandmother, she worked as a cafeteria person, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what schools?
At Richland Elementary.
At Richland?
And she was a nanny as well.
Mm-hmm. And I read that she never missed a day of work.
No, she never missed a day. Never got sick. I never remember her ever being sick at all. That's just, never.
That's unbelievable. Do you ever think about she was literally a sharecropper in Arkansas, is that right?
Yeah.
And like her moving here, buying that house, what that did for your life. I don't know what would have happened, but
it was actually, it was different from the rest of the neighborhood because she had so much pride. Like, she paid her house off on her own.
She did.
She had nice jewelry. She had a car but couldn't drive. So she'd have people take her everywhere that she needed to go.
She bought the car with her own money.
And then had paid other people to drive her around.
Did she never think about getting a driver's license?
No, never. Never thought about it. I think her nerves were so bad that she didn't want to drive. She just loved to be driven around.
Did she take pride in her work, or did she like her work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
She did. Never complained. Definitely, like I said, loved the finer things in life. Had very nice furniture. The house was kept up very, very well. The outside was manicured. So,
I read something about a story about people wondered what... Like, when she moved in, the bathroom was like a hole in the ground.
And yeah, she got it fixed and got the house fixed up. The roof was bad, everything, yes.
So she sort of... Is it... when you recruit kids now, they're raised a lot by their mothers, but a lot by grandmothers, too. Do you see a lot of grandmothers who...
Yeah, absolutely. The grandmothers still play a huge role in these kids' lives. And... it's good to see the grandmothers because then they can identify with how I was raised.
All right. Do you, the King Cotton, that was a real thing? You really did? She did cook?
Yeah, she bought King Cotton, and I love bologna. I love all of the King Cotton products. I did.
What was the best thing she cooked? Someone said she did sweet potato pie.
She was a baker.
She's a baker.
A cook and a baker. So she cooked everything. And she baked fried pies, sweet potato pies, coconut cake, chocolate cake, lemon cake. She just cookies. She baked all the time.
She was in the commercial.
The commercials were partly almost a tribute to her, were they almost? You weren't making big money for Kate Cotton commercials.
No, really, it was a tribute to my grandmother because she had worked so hard, and I loved her food. She cooked, she could cook really well. Now, that's another blessing I had, that she loved to cook and loved to bake.
And she took you to church?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, this is so weird. She didn't go to church. She made sure that I went.
Is that true?
She didn't go to church. She made sure that I was going every Sunday.
And where did you go?
I went to Early Grove Baptist Church. It's over in the Binghamton area.
Right. And she made sure you went. She'd send you off.
She never went with me one time.
Now she
made sure I went.
How'd she know you were there?
Oh, believe me, I wasn't going to. She told me to go to church. I was walking to church, and I went to church, and I sat in there. She didn't have to walk me to church.
There was a story that in one of these, I think actually Ralph Wiley wrote it for Sports Illustrated, and he was from Memphis too, but it was about that once when she was in Arkansas, kids threw a brick at her. Did she tell you the story?
Nope.
And I've never heard the story.
She probably told him.
She probably told him. And like she had a miscarriage because of it, before your mom was born. She also said that you once said that you had three wishes, never embarrass your grandmother. You wanted her to see you play. Like, I don't know who was it, and you wanted to see her play, and you wanted her to be around, obviously, for a long time.
Yeah, I wanted her to actually enjoy life, first of all, to see me play here, and I didn't want to disappoint her because all of that firm teaching that she taught me when I was growing up, I wanted to be, in her eyes, how she brought me up, and I wanted her to, if I made the NBA, to live to see.
And she saw all that.
She saw all of that, to be able to live a better life, to not have any anything in a layaway, not to be, you know, none of that. Just really just be able to have whatever she wanted.
Did, but obviously she didn't see you, she didn't see this. What would she think of this?
Oh, she would have loved this. She would have seen him come full circle, and she would have been really proud, because she always wanted me to do for the city of Memphis. She really right. did. She knew how good Memphis was to me.
Where did she sit at games? Did she go to your game? Did she go to your, like, at Memphis? Did she go to your
come
place?
She did come to the games. I can't remember what she
call
said,
her?
Though, at the pyramid.
What'd you call her?
I just called her mama.
You just called her mama?
Yep.
So when she died, you were here when she died? You were in Memphis when she died? Were you in Memphis or not?
I was here.
But you were not actually here.
But I wasn't at her home, and my mom. Actually, this is what's so weird. I was at a friend's. His mother died, and my mom called me that morning on the way to that funeral, and I was saying, well, the nurse is saying that, you know, mom might not have long. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting myself prepared for it, so I'm going to support a friend at his mom's funeral, and I get the call from my mother in that funeral that my grandmother has just passed.
You were at, where I was it? At someone else, what, another city? Or in
no,
another,
here in Memphis, in the Fraser area.
Yep.
His name is John Morris. He was a good friend. We played golf together, and his mother had passed. And I was in her funeral when I got the call about my grandmother's funeral.
Wow. Where is she buried?
I mean, she's buried out in Whitehaven, like not too far from Hamilton High School.
Right. But when you sum it up, you're grateful, I take it, for...
Oh, absolutely. Extremely grateful for everything she did for me. The strict upbringing and the being tough on me, definitely I understood later why she did that, because, you know, the world is so harsh. And there's so many things that you can get into. She wanted to make sure that I knew how to survive.
How did if you got in trouble, what'd you do?
I'd get a whipping.
You would?
She would definitely.
Where would she, how, with what? Hand?
Extension cord.
Extension
tree
cord?
Branches. hand. My grandmother was like,
for what,
no
what
nonsense.
What was the worst one? Like,
she might have told me not to leave my front yard. And she would like test me. Pretend to be asleep, and then I'd look in the door and see she was asleep, or I thought she was asleep, right. And then I'd leave and go play basketball. And all of a sudden, I'd turn around and look, and here she come. I'm going, oh, man. I just wanted to go play basketball, right. So.
What color was the Ford LTD? What was it? It was a blue Ford LTD.
It was a two-door Ford LTD.
And she bought it? Was she proud when she brought it home?
She was definitely proud. She was definitely proud of that Ford LTD. It was longer than this building.
That's Penny Hardaway remembering his grandmother, Louise Hardaway. A couple things struck me about that. First of all, as he talks about it, it seems like it's just yesterday, doesn't it? Like, I mean, he can remember.
He has extremely vivid details.
Yeah, like all the kinds of pie, right, that he had, and the blue Ford LTD that was longer than this building, and all of that. And so that's what struck me. And then... when he said that she wanted to see that he made it, and the way she didn't say that he lived in a big house or that he had all the money in the world or that he was a superstar, or that she said that she wanted to make sure that he didn't have anything in layaway. And that shows where she came from. You know, like, that would be, I paid for this from my own money. My house, my car, and I didn't have to have it on layaway. And this was not, as Jason said earlier, this was not long ago. This was Penny's, this is how Penny came up.
47, and, he'll be 48 in July.
And it's why, when you think about how he was forged, his grandmother just had a huge part of it. And I think, as you can't deny that is, we all are ultimately forged by our parents, right? I'll tell you, though, you don't know this yet. It is hard to be strict. Like, it is really, I think a lot of parents out there who are listening will say, like, it is hard to come down on your kids. You feel mean, right? You just feel mean. And to take things away from them. And people say, give me your phone. You can't have your phone for a week. And then within 6 hours, they'll give the phone back. Or they'll say, you're grounded for a week, and within 2 days, they're not grounded. Or you're grounded for a week, but okay, I'll make these 17 exceptions. Or it's just, and then chores. To get your kids to do, to just make it, like it was for me, like my mother was much better at this than I am. As a parent, much better about getting me to do chores. I just accepted the chores. Like I mowed the lawn every week. I fed the sheep every morning. I fed the chickens every morning. I went riding every other day. We had to ride horses and I didn't really want to, but we had horses and they'd be ridden every other day. And like, we just did this stuff. We pounded in fence posts. We in the spring, we would empty the manure out of the sheep house and spread it on the fields. And like, we would like, that's what we did. And I don't ask my kids, this is a huge failing as a parent. I don't ask my kids to do much at all except do well in school and be good kids.
I mean, not to make this about me, but I didn't have a job in college other than like doing broadcasting stuff, but that was mainly more for me than anything. Both my parents worked worked and paid for their own school.
Both your parents worked and paid for their own school, and you're just sailing along. Anyway, so I have tremendous admiration for the woman, and you can tell in Penny's in the way he talks about her that Penny does as well. I have, by the way, thought of another Mother's Day. We've discussed lots of options today, including Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yes,
another one though, and like you couldn't get this pull all completed by, but what you could say to your to the mother in your life, particularly like your spouse say, is I am going to get you, you can draw a little picture if you want, or you could go print something out. Go to the Affordable Blinds of Memphis.com or the Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page and say, honey, I have arranged for Chip Wiggins to come out with his mobile showroom, and we are going to make this house dramatically better than it is. We're going to get new motorized blinds, or we're going to get new cordless blinds, or we're going to get new plantation shutters, or we're going to get these gorgeous plantation shutters, these gorgeous shutters that go on the outside of the house, and whatever. You can give them roses too, but then say, and this is what, and that is a Mother's Day gift that, unlike a lot of things, will endure. And honestly, you will profit too, because it will add to the value of your home. Chip Wiggins is an unbelievable professional. He's incredibly gracious. It's cheaper, it's faster, and it's higher quality than almost any other place you can find. The phone number is 753-58. I'm just here to help. 753-5822, 753-5822, or affordableblindsofmemphis.com. We have some potentially bad news on the recruiting front that we will get to as the one story you've been waiting for coming up next. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m., ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation. evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How is Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers, starting at $199. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Workplace injury, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got one more for you. Actually, I'm going to have two more for you. A bonus one?
Well, no, not the story you've been waiting for.
Oh.
Ways to
I'm trying to a bonus Mother's Day gift.
Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture.
I like how you know that I might not have already bought a Mother's Day gift.
I mean, what is better than like something you can sleep on every single day, every single night? You wake up feeling refreshed, and here's the great thing: if you go to Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner, you will save 50 to 80% off. So it'll be, and honestly, I'm going to presume that. Well, if it's your wife, you'll be sleeping next to her, right? So you win too. Who doesn't want a new beautiful mattress? It is time. That mattress, it is time. Don't sleep on that lumpy old thing anymore. Sleepy Z's been the name of the best mattress store in Memphis 2015, 16, and 17. 15, 16, 17, and 18. 15, 16, 17, and 18. They got Certified Comfort. They got Simmons Beauty Rest. If it's furniture you want, they got furniture too. Indeed, over the Better Business Bureau, where they have customer comments, more than 500 reviews, positive reviews. That is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture store. Sleepy Z's located 2790 Kerbuen Road, the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call, 692-6200. Drop on in. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. We never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's do the one story I've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
We opened this whole show by celebrating Lester Quinones Day, right?
Indeed we did.
And as is within traditional fashion. But now, in the midst of this, Jeffrey, you bring me doom and gloom from the recruiting front. I got no use for doom or gloom. But what is it? Go ahead, tell me.
Well, Jeff, according to Corey Evans, who's the national recruiting director for Rivals.com, on his forecast, not his crystal ball, on his forecast...
He doesn't already have a crystal ball? The guy doesn't even own a crystal ball? And he calls himself a recruiting analyst?
Again, so take this for what... Again, consider the source, but I do view it
anyone
as...
Anyone who doesn't have a, who can't have the money to invest in a crystal ball, what'd he say?
I think you make a fair point. Corey Evans yesterday, who had originally forecasted Precious Achiuwa to the University of Memphis, Jeff, he changed his prediction and forecast to the University of Kansas. Shea Wildebor, also of Rivals.com, has now forecasted Precious Achiuwa to Kansas.
And Hampton probably too, RJ Hampton too, I imagine. So
correct.
Yeah, okay, there's still some suspense there. This is just this is, what do you call it? The story, the legend. You're always talking about
storytelling.
Storytelling.
Yeah, right. You got to build it. Listen, if you don't have any odds to overcome,
we got no
suspense
in our other one.
Exactly.
Right. We got no, the let's be honest, the Quinones and Boogie ones, there's not suspense.
Exactly.
We need something going into the weekend. So, anyway, that bad news is brought to you by Jeffrey Wright. Remember that, Jeffrey Wright. Not me. I'm walking on sunshine. Finally, last suggestion for Mother's Day, Cooper Systems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like. So what do we have so far? We've suggested jewelry.
Correct.
We've suggested from Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've suggested the mattress.
Correct. Right? And don't forget, there's plenty of stuff at Oak Hall there for the mother in your life.
There 100%. Is a whole stunning women's section.
Do not forget that.
Absolutely. And you can get some for yourself, get some shorts while you're in there, right? But
plantation shutters, again, if they're good enough for Sam Martin, John's beautiful bride,
right?
They'll be good enough
for
your mother.
She's thrilled. Sam Martin's thrilled. She'll be a mother someday. I'm sure she'll have to do most of the work in that particular union.
Or at least we hope.
Or a new laptop. Like, who doesn't want a new laptop? You could go to, what's the place where you, never mind. What's the site where you like thumbtacks? Like, what thing's that thing called? You have like a
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
You go to Pinterest. Right. You go to Pinterest like thumbtacks. You need somewhere to go to Pinterest. Go to Cooper Systems, see Lee and Lauren Cooper. They'll fix you up. They'll get you a new computer. You can walk in. Yes, give her flowers, fine. The flowers will wilt and die.
100%.
The new laptop from Cooper Systems, you will pay less, you will get more, zooming through Pinterest and life or whatever. The Grizzlies,
Or you'll be able to pull up your daily Memphian stories much
more
quickly.
Pull up your daily Memphian stories. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. I'm serious. Go in there. They'll fix you right up. That's where I send my kids. That's where I go myself. And it's where Gary and I have been sending you now for years. 360-9679 or in the Mount Moriah Office Park. That's all the help I can offer. I've done everything I can do.
You are but one man, sir.
I'm only but one man. You are on your own. What is coming up next on this year's radio show besides a continuing celebration of Lester Quinones Day?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Diedrich Lawson is scheduled to join them at 11:25. GP will also join them at 12:25. Drew Hill will join me at 2:25 on Lester Quinones Day. We'll also get into the Grizzlies with Joe Mullinax at 3:25. Dan Wolkin will join GP at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock. Also, don't forget, y'all, you want to win $1,000, don't you? So make sure you're listening at the top of each and every hour for Unicorn Cash.
Unicorn Cash. But no, cash is good.
Cash is good. Cash is king.
Have a great weekend. Again, my thoughts are out there, particularly for those who mothers aren't around. Everyone else is celebrating. I am very mindful of those whose mothers aren't around. Campy mothers. I understand holidays aren't always easy for everybody. And I feel blessed and lucky to have mine still here at age 94. But I'm aware of how lucky I am. And I hope we all have a peaceful and happy weekend and rejoin us on Monday. But for now, our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great gift ideas for any budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Mayday
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
It's Unicorn Cash on 92.9 FM ESPN. Don't get too horny.
Yeah!
Memphis has unicorn players. 92.9 has...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.